grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the third article of the Creed we just shared together with one another, we said, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Everything that follows those words, the Holy Spirit, is the direct result of what the Holy Spirit has done. He has called us by the gospel. He has enlightened us with his gifts. He has sanctified and kept me and you in the one true faith. But not only does he keep this small gathering so divinely, but in the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies all believers of Christ on earth. And he keeps them united with our Lord in the one true faith. He forgives us all our sins, as well as those of all believers, and not just gathered here, but he daily and abundantly provides such blessing every day of our lives. But there's much more. On that great and glorious last day, he will raise you and I, and he will raise all the dead in Christ, and we will have, together with all believers, eternal life. This is most certainly true. Oh, coming out of this great tribulation, our robes will be made white in the blood of the Lamb, and therefore we will be before the throne of God, and will serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne, he'll shelter us with his presence. We won't have any hunger anymore. We won't be thirsty anymore. The sun won't hit us and strike us, or any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be our shepherd. And he will guide you and I to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. But in the Creed, the Apostles' Creed that we just said, this holy Christian church and the communion of saints, that's one clause. It's all together. That means the holy Christian church on earth is the same as the communion of saints in heaven. The most original version of the Creed says the Holy Catholic Church, because that word Catholic means universal. But we don't want to confuse anyone. So to exist in this world in a visible form, the church or the body of Christ, which it is, it needs some form of ecclesiastical structure. But the true church isn't actually identified with any church hierarchy or structure. The true church, do you get that? It's not associated with any church like the LCMS, the Nazarene. And it doesn't, because inside such a form of earthly church governance, there's false Christians, false teachers, and even false doctrines. Only God knows the names of all believers. For he will be our judge, won't he? And it is God himself who knows who he knows who belongs to this holy Catholic church. So we speak of one church, one that's also holy, because it's made up of holy people, believers who've been washed thoroughly in the blood of Christ and who serve God with a holy life. Okay, you're probably wondering now if you're a member of this communion of saints. You won't be alone. There's many people that do wonder that. You will stand in that throne room See for yourself that great multitude that no one can number. You'll be wearing a white robe, and you yourself will be shouting, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." You're going to have a smile on your face too. Because Holy Scripture most definitely assures us that the Holy Spirit at all times attracts and retains a congregation of believers in which those who profess the true Christian faith gather to hear the word of God and partake of his holy sacraments. The Apostle John wrote in his gospel, he said, "All who did receive our Lord Jesus Christ, who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." And most assuredly, if you've been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, you are a member of this communion of saints. St. Mark chapter 16, verse 16 says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." God's promises are sure. You know, our first reading tonight is one normally used when we celebrate All Saints Day. But it is truly meet and right that we honor those who've gone before us, for they are indeed at rest, a rest that we eagerly await with all the saints here on earth. The parents on the church today, like this, my stole and everything adorning the furniture here in the church, they're white. Well, they're white because it is still the season of Easter. But white is also the color that is used for celebrating All Saints Day. White signifies the purity of the saints gathered before the throne of God with countless angels and archangels, and it marks the sweetness and the purity of the gospel of our risen and glorified Christ, a glorification you and I share with him who died for us. But going back to the creed once again, we oftentimes repeat the creed in our devotions. We always say a creed in our worship. We're each and every time reminded we share in this glory of our Lord. We stand alongside those saints here on earth and those saints in heaven. We are with them. We are one in the Holy Spirit with all the saints at rest, because in the same way the Spirit has gathered us around God's holy altar tonight. He has gathered those saints around the throne of God. What is our focal point? Our focal point in the worship service is the altar, much like the throne of God. So like them, we too are justified by faith and clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Therefore, the eternity of those who have died in the faith will be ours also, forever. So when we worship like we are tonight, whenever we gather, it is a preparation for our participation in that worship that we will delightfully partake in that throne room before God. We're participants in the now, not yet. You've heard that phrase before. We are experiencing now all the realities of the blessings of God here in this life. We really and truly are. But we're hindered by all the trials and tribulations that we have to go through. Most of all, the fear of death. So in a way, what we do when we gather at church, we're practicing for heaven. We really are. But the sweet comfort these words offer, as our Lord Jesus Christ said in our gospel tonight, he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." In him, Jesus Christ our Lord, who saved us upon the cross. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.